Well, hey, Podski, and welcome to another episode of the Pod Sound School podcast. I'm Studio Steve, and I'm flying solo today. My co-host Veronica will not be here with me. I have to say, I'm feeling a little happy about that. I feel some space. I feel like I can breathe. I feel like I won't be judged and incessantly berated. But I do have to say, without her here, I will have the tendency to become derailed and less focused. But hang with me because I think it's going to be a really fun episode this week. So if you're brand new to the Pod Sound School podcast, or if you've been listening along with the experimental insanity that is our podcast, we are always putting ourselves through experiments. Our earlier episodes, you'll hear crazy production and you'll hear robot voices and things in there. We're always trying new things to be the guinea pigs for our podskis so that hopefully we can find tips and tricks along the way that work. And our podcast has really become a place for conversations and discussions about topics around the lifestyle of podcasting. So it's for people who are already podcasting or, you know, even if you're new to podcasting, there's always something every week. We try to focus in on some big takeaways, some great tips that you can put to use. Hopefully that will help you scale your podcast, help you reach the goals that you have for your podcast. So for this week, I was inspired to talk about two different things. Where should we focus our promotional efforts is number one. And number two, what are our ultimate goals for our podcasts? And hopefully I can keep it as organized as possible. This is actually my second take at this because the last one went on way too long. I'm supposed to be efficient at this. I'm supposed to work this into a workflow that is efficient and that I can repurpose. I should also be filming myself right now, I realize, but instead I decided to go, you know, showerless, dirty, nasty, and in my socks, in a sweaty t-shirt so that I could just, you know, move my arms around. I'm standing up. I'm speaking into my favorite Neumann microphone. I don't have Veronica here. This is great. I'm having a fun time, and I think we're going to get to some good places with this episode. So what brought about the inspiration for this episode is I put out a tweet on January 11th, and I said, hey, for the 11th, drop your 11th episode, and I'll give it a listen. So today, when you're listening to this episode, I believe it's January 20th, and I'm actually recording this on the 13th. So about 50 or more people responded to this tweet and dropped their 11th episode. I've only listened to about 20 of those 50 podcasts in 2 days. And I had a really fun experience with that. I love listening to podcasts from all different walks of lives, all different genres. And this brought me to look at how these podcasters and how all of us podcasters on social media are spending our time trying to promote our show. And it got me to what I believe is our biggest struggle as podcasters, and that is to get a bigger audience. And then maybe also to eventually monetize, right? Like, isn't that really where we'd like to get to with our podcast? So it could go from being a hobby to being a side hustle to being a career. Wouldn't that be amazing? Doing podcasting, communicating and networking and sharing what we're really passionate about for a living. I mean, I think we're all trying to get there. So the obvious way of getting there, right, would be to grow a really big audience. So what can we do? I feel like as a podcaster, I'm doing something wrong. I feel like there's only ever 50 downloads on my analytics. How come it's just the same 50 people? I've thought about quitting 100 times, but I can't let those 50 people down because that's a lot of people. If you were to cram those 50 people into a room, I mean, you know, and I've received a lot of validation from those 50 people, but I want more validation. And I don't just think as a podcaster, it's about that need inside that we have this vacuous hole that we're trying to fill up and that can only be filled up by validation and compliments. I think it's because we actually know inside that we have a message that we want to communicate and that there's something special about us that we want to get out there and we deserve that validation. So that's what I want to cover. But before we get into the meat of a few ideas that I have for you that I think would be nice to add to your soup, your brain soup this week to mix up with your podcast endeavors, I just wanted to shout out some of, I think, the standout podcasts that shared their 11th episode with me. I think it's really important as podcasters that we periodically that we schedule some time to listen to a bunch of podcasts. So that's what I did on January 11th, and it was wonderful. And here's the standout ones. The first one I really like, and I'd actually listened to it before, was Your Decisions Matter podcast. Really unique concept. This is like a choose your own adventure, if you remember those books, type of a concept where the host actually utilizes the skip button, and he recommends that you set it to a 1 minute skip. And depending on the story, you make a decision whether you want to skip ahead or not. And it's just really trippy. I've tried listening to episodes in different variations with and without skipping. I really recommend checking it out. The other one that just kind of caught me by surprise and blew me away was this hilarious podcast, Trashy Trashy. The hosts are just so funny. These two women were cracking me up. Basically, they tackle trashy stories and they do their own little trashy commentary on it. Really great comedy podcast. Totally recommend that. And then another one that really warmed my heart was the Alls in the Fam podcast. And Alls is spelled with a Z, so Alls, and it stands for Alzheimer's. And it's a really awesome podcast. I think it just goes to show why podcasting is so important and how communication and community and building a community can be so powerful in the world of podcasting. And also, it's very well produced. The production quality on that is like radio worthy. Definitely check it out. Really good example of a niche down podcast. Then I was happy to see The Industry Pod show up in the tweet. The Industry was a podcast that I haven't listened to for about a year, but it's one of my favorite movie podcasts. It is exceptionally produced, and I think admittedly that's why it's my favorite. You know, I'm a sound guy and I love really high production sound quality. It's a really good listen, very well written, and a really cool, unique angle on Hollywood stories. And lastly, because I can't shout out all 20 that I listened to, was Civics and Coffee. It's a very exceptionally written and performed podcast by a woman, Alicia. She is a history nerd, and the way that she writes and tells these historical stories that maybe you haven't heard, or at least the angle she puts on it, is really exceptional. And if you're a history buff, I would definitely recommend the Civics and Coffee podcast. Okay, so there's my shout outs. Now let me see if I can manage to stay focused for the remainder of the episode. So the first thing I want to talk about is a question that everyone's always asking and that we are getting from our clients a lot, which is, where should I be focusing my promotional efforts? So as podcasters, many of us are doing it solo, or it's a duo, or there's three of us if we're lucky. And the idea of outsourcing any task that's involved in all of the crazy hats that we wear as podcasters might seem far off in the distance, but I'm telling you, if you can find a way to sneak in some monetization, and it's just $100 a month, a couple hundred dollars a month, I would highly recommend immediately outsourcing that $100 a month and getting some help so that you don't have to be responsible for the planning, the scheduling, the performing, the recording, the editing, the social media promotion, and all of that stuff. It's a lot. And with only one or two of us involved in it, it can take a long time to continue to reach a bigger audience. I think for this reason, some people actually will wind up not putting the level of production into their podcast that they could because they need to have more time to spend on promotional efforts. So with this, I want to talk about just three things. The first one is engagement. The second one is creativity. And the other one is randomized consistency. So first, I think the reason I want to mention engagement is because I think that is where we should spend our promotional efforts. And I think that I've heard a lot of social media strategists say the same thing. Engagement is so powerful. And that's what I found from this tweet that I just put out. Podcasters are so eager to engage. They're so eager to share their show. They want it to be heard. And anytime there is a tweet that goes out on Twitter and somebody says, hey, share your episode or what's your podcast about, they are all over that. But if it's something else, if it's another podcaster saying, hey, check out this episode about how I lost my mom last year or whatever, they're a lot less inclined to go and actually engage with that. And I think that is this common journey that we go through as podcasters and as content creators, is that it starts in the ego. It starts as us. It starts for me. Certainly is how the Pod Sound School started. It was a Studio Steve ego maniacal outburst. I mean, not really, but I wanted to share my knowledge and passion for audio production and help podcasters get better sounding audio on their podcast. And that led me on this insane journey, a beautiful journey of being humbled that it's not about me or it's not about what I want or what I think podcasters should have. It's about the podcasters and the community, right? So I think it's similar for other podcasters as well. It starts as them, and then eventually it becomes creating content for a community and being a leader in a community and being an influencer for a community, which is a really cool, I think, moment and a moment of realization. And I think where I'm getting to with that is the importance of engagement. So what do I mean by engagement? I mean that you actually are interested, that you don't just feign interest, that you actually take the time to check out other people's content, other people's posts, other people's worlds. And you can do it by finding people that you think would be your ideal listener. So people who are actually would be super fans of your podcast, do it with them, but just show a tremendous amount of interest. And I think that is actually, you'll see more results come from that than you would from other promotional efforts. Most certainly the promotional efforts of, hey, I have a new episode out, come listen to it. You're always going to get a lot less conversion from something like that than you would actually showing up and engaging with people. Now, the other thing, and we're big advocates for this, number two, when it comes to where to focus our promotional efforts, I want to talk about creativity. Now, I'm a big advocate for creativity all across the board. I think with your podcast, you should always be shaking it up, you know, standing on top of a desk and getting a new angle on things and trying your best to be creative and changing up your podcast all the time. Now, that's just my style. That's what I like. And I know that other people might argue with that. But regardless of what you've done with your podcast so far, it's been a creative endeavor, right? You've had to put together your own spin. You've had to find how your podcast is going to be different from other podcasts that are doing something similar. You've had to put yourself into it with that creativity. So I think you should continue that in your promotional efforts. I think you should really put yourself out there. You should really be vulnerable. I think the more vulnerable and real you are and creative you are as yourself, showing up as yourself, or as the two of you or three of you, and just being real and being transparent, I think you're going to find that you will more quickly become an authority in your niche and in your field and an influencer surrounding the topic of your podcast. And then three, I like to say randomized consistency. Every podcast coach that I have been lucky enough to mingle with and listen in on and share their ideas with seem to really share this importance of consistency. Like, it's really important that you're consistent. And maybe you can tell by my tone that I don't completely agree with that. I do think you need to be consistent, but I also think you need to be random. And here I'm talking about promotional efforts in particular. If you show up and you have it scheduled every day on your Twitter to show up at 8 a.m., or you always tweet when you're on the toilet, or you always tweet on your lunch break, and it's always at the same time, but on social media, people are hanging out at different times, and it's all about running experiments and finding when you think your ideal listener would be hanging out on this particular social media platform. When's the best time to publish on your YouTube channel? When's the best time to hop in on Instagram? What's the best time to do an Instagram story? What's the best time to send out a tweet? How many tweets should I tweet a day? All of that stuff. I think you should just do it daily. I absolutely think it should be daily, but I also think it should be random. And as far as the consistency, I think it should be consistent on one or two platforms if it's just you. And then I think if you do have the help, or if this is something that for some reason you have an investment or you just want to take a leap of faith into your podcast and not have another job supporting your podcast, and you just have all this time every day, then you can be on a ton of different platforms. But I think the importance of where we focus our promotional effort really does come down to showing up and showing real interest, being creative, but also being random, showing up at different times a day, showing up with different types of content. Variety is what I'm saying, is a really good way to spend your time and being creative. Because if you show up as your creative self, you're going to show up as your most authentic and enthusiastic self. And that's where you're going to see the biggest bang for your efforts. And that's where that's also how you want to show up for people, right? And it seems so common to me for podcasters that we have this feeling of there's got to be a better way. We get ourselves into this commitment that we made to ourselves. Nobody said, hey, you have to release an episode every single week and it has to come out at 12 p.m. and it has to be exactly 22 and a half minutes. Nobody really said that. This is our show. We can come out with as many episodes as we want, as frequently as we want, on whatever day of week that we want. I think the whole reason that podcast coaches are strict and stringent about what day to release your podcast episode is because that's worked for them. And I think the whole idea there is to become part of somebody's routine so that somebody can anticipate your podcast. And that works really well for people's morning commute or their commute home from work. And that's the strategy behind why your podcast should come out at 6 a.m. on a Tuesday. So they always know, on my way to work today on Tuesday, I can listen to my favorite podcast. But other than trying to tap into becoming part of somebody's routine, that's okay. That's on the podcast players. But the problem is the podcast players don't have anything to help you grow from within the players. There's no robust algorithm that's helping you. The podcast players, really, they kind of suck right now. They favor celebrities. If you're not famous, you're not really going to find yourself growing organically on the podcast players. You're going to have to put a ton of promotional efforts outside the podcast players to bring people to the podcast players, which is really hard to do, to bring somebody from one platform to another one. You're going to have to put an insane amount of promotional efforts to be able to do that. And so that's why I think it really is important to take some time and be like, is there a better way? Is there something I could do differently? And where am I allocating my time? What am I spending time on as a podcaster every week that I don't really need to be spending my time on? How can I streamline this process? What does my audience really want to hear from me? How can I streamline my podcast production? Do I really need to talk for 2.5 hours with Henry? I don't know. And that leads me to the final sort of idea that I want to discuss a little bit with you on today's episode, which is, what are our ultimate goals for our podcast? And as I mentioned earlier, it's got to be to monetize, right? And I don't really like that word, monetize. But it's got to be so that we can do something we love in life. Maybe. Or is that it? And if that isn't it, if it's just to talk and to chat and to have great conversations with our friends and maybe only have a small handful of listeners, then I think to the rescue for you has come Clubhouse. That's where I think you might want to consider moving your efforts, because you might have people randomly hop in on your Clubhouse, 2-hour Clubhouse conversations, than you will having those people hop in on your podcast on the podcast players. So for the rest of this episode, even if you're stubborn about the idea that you're just podcasting for the sake of having good conversations with a few of your friends and only ever having maybe 50 listeners for your show, and that's okay, that's all you ever want, at least entertain the idea. Just imagine what it would be like to be an influencer in your field. Imagine what it would be like to be an authority, to stand tall and proud as an authority in the things that you already are an authority in. It's just that people don't know it yet. Imagine what it would be like to have thousands and thousands of listeners. People approaching you, asking you to advertise their products. You getting to pick and choose what products you do advertise. All of the new projects, all of the new podcasts you could get into, all of the new business ventures that that type of authority might afford you, and the lifestyle that type of authority might afford you. This is absolutely possible. It is absolutely possible for every single podcaster to have this type of authority. Really, the secret to any kind of entrepreneurship, the secret to any kind of business is very simple. It's just that you start and that you keep going. That's the trick of entrepreneurship, is just starting, adapting, constantly evolving, and not stopping. But wait a minute, Studio Steve, I'm not an entrepreneur. I am a podcaster.
Podcaster.
Well, shit, man. I beg to differ. I think that you, yes, are a podcaster, but I also think you're a content creator. I also think you're probably a writer, copywriter. You're probably a graphic designer, or at least forced into designing some type of graphics for your social media. You're eventually going to become a video producer and an audio producer. You are going to develop a lot more talents than what you have right now. But you also have a ton of talents right now that you are sort of, I think, not giving yourself the credit you deserve by saying, I'm just a podcaster, man. So I'm going to go ahead and finish up, but I do want to wrap around with some takeaways. And to finish up, I think it's really important that we do get very clear about our goals specific to our podcast. We have our family goals, we have our professional goals. Maybe our podcast and professional goals can be one and the same thing. And I think that we also should be careful not to limit ourselves by thinking too small. I think it's important to think incredibly big. And I also think it's important to evaluate our support system. There many times are people in our lives who don't see the same vision for us that we see. There are so many people around us that while they love us, they might not really support us. I think that when you're seeking validation, it's really important not to seek validation from your family or friends. I think it's important to seek the validation from the people that you are going to serve and from the people that want to hear your message or want to be amused by your entertainment. So what are your goals for your podcast? I would love to know. Hit me up on Twitter at PodSoundSchool. That's where I have been hanging out lately. What social media platform is your favorite for your podcast? I would also love to know that. And as this episode is being released, we are midweek to a really exciting course that we've put together called Smart Podcasting on YouTube. And we are pre-selling the course the week that this podcast came out. Maybe you're listening to it later in the future. And if that's the case, our course is already developed and has come out and is available for you to be a student of. And it's called Smart Podcasting on YouTube. And that is what we have found is the solution, at least right now, for podcasters to combat why the podcast players suck and why we're not getting the validation we need. And that's for you to get in front of the camera. It's to get in front of the camera is to find ways that you can get a bigger bang out of your activity. So as I mentioned before, I shouldn't be in my socks, sweaty, doing this podcast episode by itself. I really ought to have at least a camera on me and find ways that I could use this time for multiple purposes. But of course, there's other ways around that too. Maybe I do the bulk of this in my socks, comfortable, where I can move around like a freak without feeling judged and really get into the podcast episode. And then moments after I press stop, then I can hop on an IG story and say, I just recorded a podcast episode about that. Then I'm in the moment, I'm on the same topic, and I'm capturing more repurposable, fun little tidbits for the different social platforms that I'm on. So this year, 2021, is the year that you are going to get organized. You might fail at it a bunch like I do. I really enjoy making calendars, but then I don't fill them up enough. In fact, I received so much criticism from Veronica about making a calendar with rulers and markers on a giant poster board and how dreadfully inefficient that was and how I should just use a computer. That, well, I let that art form go and I'm no longer a professional marker, hand-drawn calendar creator, and I do now make calendars on the Google Calendar. So I have changed in that way. But this isn't about me. I do think I should start another podcast that is all about me for therapeutic purposes. I don't feel like I have enough of an outlet to be outrageous and insane. And so stay tuned for any upcoming Studio Steve, Into the Psyche of Studio Steve podcast content. And let me know if that's something you're into, because I would love nothing more than to just toot my own horn and blow my own whistle for the whole world to see. But in the meantime, I'm going to keep doing what we've been doing and trying my best to help out podcasters in any way that I can, because I really do believe you have a message. I do believe that there's a reason you're podcasting. I also believe there's a reason you're listening in on me. And I think it's because you're actually really want to do something big with your podcast, and we're here to help you do that. So don't be a stranger. You'll find Veronica on Instagram at PodSoundSchool. You'll find both of us and a ton of other really amazing podcasters hanging out in our Facebook community that we call Podcasting for Bosses. I'll leave the links for all that fun stuff right here where you're listening to this episode if you look in the episode descriptions. It's been really fun today. I really enjoyed this. Hopefully I didn't get too off track. Don't be a stranger. And hey, get creative. Really care about people more than you care about yourself, and make some big goals, get a calendar, and see what you can streamline, what you can make room for, and how you can get a bigger bang for your promotional efforts. All right, until next time, happy casting. And there you have it, Podski. What did you think of this episode? Slide into our DMs and let us know.
We make this show for you, and we'll love to learn your feedback. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at PodSoundSchool. Make sure you share a screenshot of this episode and tag us so we can give you some love on the Instas.
Yeah, and if you're interested in our feedback, we do pod audits most Thursdays live in our Facebook community, Podcasting for Bosses. These are 30-minute coaching sessions where we dissect your podcast, your social media, and your content. You'll find the sign-up sheet inside the group, podsoundschool.com/community.
And until next time,
happy casting, amigos!